the tank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Bonus.
Here's the good news.
And a Thursday installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Indeed, because you know that whole AI thing where AI can summarize a news story for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of been doing that for years. And this is where we do it.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, yes. What happened?
Thank you very much. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Watching, having fun in the comments section. What do you think pecans will do? Donated by Tom.
Hank, hey, Tom.
A little bit of grown-up news. First of all, as we mentioned, start your Powerball not won last night. At least the jackpot. Your numbers were 10, not yours. And now that goes to $1 billion coming up on Saturday night.
It has a ring.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I would have paid for the rings. But yes, that's coming up on the way. Also in other news, tourists from 42 countries, it will was announced, will have to submit 5 years of their social media history to enter the U.S. under the new Trump plan.
Oh, so you have to make a TikTok video to be a citizen?
I hope to not remain a citizen. Don't go over the last 5 years of my social media history. Also, Elon says that Doge was somewhat successful, but would not do it again.
Uh-oh.
And we seized an oil tanker.
Oh.
Yeah. We got one from off the coast of Venezuela. So,
are we low? Did we need one?
I think even Trump's plan will afloat.
Will it float?
MAGA.
The kids know.
There it is. So you got a new plane this year, and you got himself an oil tanker.
Yeah.
Wow. Diversifying. Here we go.
So you know Matthew McConaughey, a man of many talents. He's got looks. He's got charisma, and is always great with the ladies. So what was the key in the good old days? Well, he finally came clean about the tips.
This wasn't a poem, but I had a lot of friends think that I was a bit odd for having this subscription while I was at the Dell House in college. I had a subscription to Mademoiselle.
You did?
Because I wanted to learn the daily talkings, the monthly musings of women.
And you thought Mademoiselle was the way to go?
And I thought that was my end. And I think it was a good idea, looking back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that most women assimilate with the Mademoiselle magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
The kind of a hoity. And or toity.
He also almost became a monk.
That makes
sense.
Says
he was going to be completely fine with the vow of silence. And then a man who was actually a man of the cloth said, no. No, you need to keep talking.
Interesting. Well, what could have been? What could have been? All right. All right. All right.
All right.
So we will talk and address the matters at hand in the Real Country Flashback at 7:30 on the way. That hard candy Christmas, even as reported yesterday by Dolly, is not a Christmas song. But Dolly yesterday, and I'm assuming because I couldn't find the location on this, great reporting AI, but I would assume around the Nashville Smoky Mountain area and a Costco there, Dolly made a surprise visit and surprised everybody in a Costco. So that, first of all, is letting everybody know she's doing okay health-wise, because there has been that concern. She was great. In fact, a lot of the video of her going around, it's all about her brand new book that is now out and there at Costco, Star of the Show. So that's available for your holiday Christmas buying.
Mm. But she was out there. An idea for the team.
She was going around, and she even stopped at one point to go get a free sample. So,
well, I was going to say.
Yeah. She also took out a pallet of wigs. So congratulations on that. Yeah. Dolly doing great. And everything was buy one. It was a BOGO.
I love it.
I tempered that. You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burleson's own Kelly Clarkson, hot on the prowl for her next Mr. Right Now.
Really?
So who do you call when you need help? A little Cupid action. Well, the answer is obviously Reba McEntire. She's enlisted the help of her former mother-in-law to keep an eye out, as well as Simon Cowell and her other buddy, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, apparently, yeah. She's got a specific list of things she wants, namely a man with kids So he'll understand that your children are kind of dependent on you for life, and this may get in the way of love. One thing that she does not need is money. In other Reba news, apparently her and Rex Lynn, they signed their Christmas cards, the Tots, like the Sonic Tots. They've got that little
that's
Sonic connection.
That's like Tater Tot. A nickname for him, I think. Tater Tot. Yeah, there you go. Al and I don't have nicknames. But
would
we can
you
probably
tell us
come
if
up
you
with
did?
One. We could probably come up with one.
Oh, we could think of some guys.
Bunch of Taylor Sheridan show castings for the area. First of all, this is for the Madison in Fort Worth coming up on the 18th. They are looking for hospital visitors for scenes. It'll be filming not too far away from here. Get about $110 for 10 hours of work for every one of these. Lioness Season 3 is looking for extras to portray Ukrainians. For filming in Fort Worth, that's after the new year. They need a mother, an old woman, a scrawny old man, and a 9-year-old girl. Then, the Dutton Ranch, Season 1, and that's filming down a little southeast in Ferris, are looking for, quote, upscale party goers.
Hey!
We're looking for just party goers.
See?
There you go.
She knows.
Uh-huh. Upscale.
Speaking of which, 1 week until the company Christmas party.
No, definitely not upscale.
Do you know what you're bringing for that white elephant Texas two-step?
I tried to get an actual white elephant, but it seems to be a little tough to get.
Yeah, I don't know that that would fit.
He's in the corner.
Venue.
He's always in the corner in our show.
No, that's the closet and the cowgirl.
There he is right there.
So, we've got an idea. The Charmin Forever Roll of Toilet Paper.
Ooh.
It's $35. Comes with 1,700 sheets. And apparently will last a month for a 2-person household. The strong and soft toilet paper is touted as a balance of funny and functional, making it the perfect gift for this holiday season. By the way, it costs $35.
Yeah. I actually saw this late last week. Just doing regular shopping, and then I came upon it at Target.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's huge. I mean, it's massive, obviously. And I'm like, how does somebody use that? Mm. Well, right next to it, for like $40, you can buy the stand.
Oh.
That goes with it.
So, accoutrement.
Yeah, that's it's the number one gift for those that love number two.
That's enough out of you, sir.
It was announced yesterday, Clint Black will release his autobiography.
Oh.
Coming up very soon, in a dozen days. Out on the 23rd, it will be Killing Time, My Life and Music. So that's fantastic. Actually, pre-orders come out on the 23rd. It'll be in May that it comes out. But the memoir includes from Clint Black personal stories, recollections about his career, family, creative process, 16 pages of photos, and how he just bursts out in the middle of a tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Dolly.
I think that's in the appendix.
Costco,
I think that's in the appendix. And then finally, unfortunately, looking back at 2025, throughout the year, it is reported that hackers have stolen about $5.3 billion from people this past year just by impersonating celebrities online. $5.3 billion swindled from folks by people impersonating celebrities online. Happy to say that when it comes to this show, when we impersonate celebrities on air, we don't make anything.
92.1 Hank FM. Listen online.
Well, they just don't pay us.
So 92.1 HankFM.com.